This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 63. For Thursday, September 17th, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE futures canola contracts were higher on Thursday morning. The November canola contract is up $1.90 at $532.10 per ton. The January contract is up $1.80 at $538.70 per ton. Losses in canola were partially caused by a weaker tone for comparable vegetable oils. Nearby soy oil contracts were down by about a tenth of a cent, putting a damper on canola prices. The Canadian dollar dropped below 76 U.S. cents due to comparable weakness in the greenback, which prevented further losses for canola. The Chicago soy complex was steady this morning, despite prolonged export demand. This morning, the USDA announced a sale of 264,000 tons of soybeans purchased by China and 360,000 tons of soybeans purchased by unknown destinations. This is the fourth consecutive day of soybean sales purchased by China. Last week, soybean export sales totaled 2.46 million tons, which was on the higher end of trade expectations. Soy meal sales totaled 194,000 tons, and soy oil sales totaled just 100 tons. The November soybean contract is up 2 cents at $10.13 per ton. October soy oil is down by about a tenth of a cent at 34.8 U.S. cents per pound. And October soy meal is up $1.50 at $322.30 per hundredweight. Corn futures were slightly higher this morning. The USDA has reported a sale of 120,000 tons of corn purchased by unknown destinations. Weekly corn export sales totaled 1.6 million tons, which was on the higher end of market expectations. One private firm has lowered their EU corn production estimates by 2.5 million tons to total 65 million tons. A farm futures survey showed 2021 U.S. corn planting area at around 91.8 million acres, which is down slightly from the 2020 USDA estimate. The December corn contract is up by a cent at $3.73 per bushel. Wheat futures are higher this morning. Weekly wheat sales totaled 335,000 tons, which was on the lower end of trade expectations. One private firm has raised the EU and UK soft wheat production to a total 129.3 million tons. A farm futures survey estimated 2021 winter wheat seeding at around 31.3 million acres, which is up 2.3% from 2020. Spring wheat planting was estimated at 11.6 million acres, up nearly 5% from 2020. Chicago December is up 1.5 cents at 5.43. Kansas City December is up 2.5 cents at 4.47. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up 2 cents in the December contract at 5.33 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, September 16th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.